This is Brian Finale, and you're listening to the My Lead System Pro Podcast, the podcast for entrepreneurs who want to grow, get better, and rewire your mind for success so you can build the business of your dreams. And now, it's time to dig deep with an MLSP industry top earner. Let's rock.
Welcome to another episode of the My Lead System Pro Wake Up Call Podcast, and we have another amazing leader with us today, this gentleman. He is our in-house video marketing wizard, and really, not just video, he's got his hand in pretty much every paid marketing strategy you can think of. He's got a ton of training. In fact, if you go in the back office of My Lead System Pro to the training strategies and you check out the video and the YouTube section, he pretty much is everywhere back there and shows you exactly how Mr. Harbert here has built a multi-six-figure business using, leveraging video. He's an L5 Honey Badger rock star inside of My Lead System Pro, top affiliate. He's got a slew, I don't know, 15 or so products of his own. He's got coaching clients. He's building his brand and doing the thing. And just a couple short years ago, he was just figuring this whole thing out. You know, we talk a lot about that rags to riches success story, but I just want to acknowledge, you know, we throw numbers around like a couple $100,000, you know, a year, multi-six-figure business. This guy, you know, in the last couple of days has done a couple $100,000 in a product launch. You know, 5 years ago, he was just learning these skill sets. And, you know, fast forward, you show me an industry, a possibility of where anywhere on the planet where that's possible, and I'll go do that. I'm telling you, I've looked, it doesn't exist. So Mark is absolutely crushing it in his business, having the time of his life, and he earned it. He's been working his tail off. And, you know, we hear these stories, these success stories, multi-six-figure businesses. They don't understand, Mark, we talk about this, you know, what you get celebrated for in public. They don't understand you worked your ass off in private for 5 or 6 years on this skill set to go ahead and make a couple $100,000 in the last few days. It's just, it's awesome, man. I love your story. Family man doing the thing. Never have to work for a boss ever again. And for you listening, it's possible. Meet Mark Harbert, L5 Rockstar, who will be at Live the Dream 7 as a keynote speaker and featured MLSP member and leader and all that fun stuff. Harbert, good morning, sir. The call is yours.
Hey, man. Thanks, B. Appreciate you, man. And yeah, it's been, I tell you what, I just had my first $100,000 day. And, you know, I mean, if you'd have told me 5 years ago that that would happen, I would tell you you were absolutely crazy. I mean, I never could have pictured that in my head. And, you know, when something like that happens and you actually, you know, see it with your own eyes and you actually accomplish it, it's very surreal, but it's incredibly exciting too. I mean, you know, just to see, you know, where I was just 5 years ago. I mean, had $7 in my bank account, struggling, and, you know, to see where I am today, it's a totally different deal. You know, it's just a totally different life. And it just leads right into what I want to talk about this morning. But I just want to publicly thank you, man. Thank you for everything you've done for me and MLSP. I love this community, and this has just been such a huge part of my business and my success. So I'm eternally grateful for MLSP, no question.
So awesome, man. Love you.
All right, let's do it. Let's rock and roll. So, guys, this morning, really what I want to talk about is the biggest obstacle that's holding you back from having the success that you want, and it's called yourself. You literally are your biggest obstacle. And many people don't understand. You know, I work with just thousands of people over the years, and I'm always seeing the same things that always keep holding people back, and it's the way they think. It is truly the way they think. And when people start to learn how to think like an entrepreneur or think like a big thinker, to think bigger than where they are, that's when truly amazing things happen. And there's really several things, and I'm just going to hit on a couple this morning, but there's several things that keep people from actually overcoming themselves. And I'm going to give you a couple of them because I think they're some of the most prevalent ones that I see out there. And, you know, I was one of those people. I was one of those people. I had to overcome myself, and I'm still overcoming myself. You know, it's not like I've gotten there and I've reached the pinnacle and that's it. This life is nothing but one big journey. It's a journey of self-discovery. It's a journey of learning. It's a journey of getting better and growing and, you know, and impacting more people. So that's what it's, that's what it's all about. And if we can go out and do that and have that, that effect on people and affect ourselves, you know, in the process, life is just going to be an incredible journey that we enjoy. And I think, you know, the biggest thing that we have to learn to do is love the journey. The journey is, it's filled with potholes, it's filled with bumps, it's filled with bruises. But when you actually learn to love it, that's where character is built. That's where stamina is built. That's where just, you know, life and all its richness is in the journey. And sometimes we get so inwardly focused, we get so focused on the problem itself. We don't have money, we're in debt, we're behind, you know, and everything is, you know, we're so focused on the problem that we can't look to actually see where we're going. All we can think about a lot of times is the problem that's right in front of us, and that's all that matters. And I can tell you from total experience, I've been there. I, you know, years ago, that's where I was. I was at that point where all I could focus on was my problems. Now, it's not that I don't have problems just like everybody else. We all have problems. I've just trained my mind to not focus on the problem. I've trained my mind to focus on the solution, not the problem. You see, we all have problems. That's just part of life. We all have them. I don't care what your problem is. I don't care if it's finances. I don't care if it's, you know, you're miserable at your job. We all have those issues. The difference between people who are successful and those who are not is the ones who are successful have chosen to focus on the solutions rather than the problems. So this is a huge thing for you. Okay, so one of the main points that I want to share with you today that will really help you in overcoming yourself is we have a massive tendency as human beings to compare ourselves. We compare ourselves to others. You know, when Brian introduced me and he told me right now, you know, I've got a product launch going on at the moment, and I just have my first $100,000 day in sales. I've never done that before. And the tendency is you may hear that and maybe you're brand spanking new and you're right here on this call right now and you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, how could I ever do that? I was just like you a handful of years ago. I was thinking the same thing. I remember going to company events and I was the guy up in the nosebleed bleachers looking down at the people on the stage, wishing and hoping that that was me. You know, just saying, man, what I wouldn't do to be on that stage. That's all I could think about. And some of the things that held me back was I compared myself to them. And it's such a toxic thing to compare yourself to other people. It's just the worst thing you could possibly do. Well, he's having success. He's lucky. He's got an audience. He's got a big email list. He's got this. He's got that. There's no way I could do that. That is toxic thinking. That will take you out faster than you can even imagine. Comparing yourself is the absolute worst thing to do. Now, there was a point where I had no influence. I had no list. I had nobody listening to me. I had nobody look at me like I was an authority. Nobody. There was a time when that was just like that. But I actually went out. I had made a decision because I had reached a point in my business where I was just said, enough is enough. I'm tired of having no money. I had $7 in my bank account. We needed food in the house. I was sick and tired of feeling sick and tired. And I reached that boiling point and I said, that's it. And I went to work and 90 days later had my first five-figure month right here in MLSP. Right here in MLSP. MLSP was the driver for my first five-figure month. And if you want proof, let me know. I'll send it to you. Send me a message on Facebook. I'll give you a shot of my back office showing you my 90-day proof. You see, I know sometimes it might be easy for somebody to just say that, but I actually have proof. I can show you where one, you know, months leading up to when things took off for me, I had one, maybe two signups a month in MLSP. And when I had that point where I hit my breaking point, I said, enough's enough. I got 6 signups that first month, over 30 the second, and I had 50 signups the third month, and that's when I had my first five-figure month. In 90 days, my life changed, and it's never been the same. It's just never been the same ever since because I got over the wallowing in my own problems, and I stopped focusing on those, and I stopped comparing myself to others, and I realized that I had value to give. Every single one of you have value to give. And one of the other big things that keeps people back is you think you have to be some type of expert to go out there and share knowledge. And this is totally false. Let me give you an example, okay? Here's a huge example. Back in, I think it was about 2002, I had some stuff around the house that I wanted to sell. And so I was like, well, how am I going to sell this? I'm like, all right, well, you know, I'll set up an eBay account. I set up an eBay account and I decided to go sell this, you know, this stuff on eBay. Well, I just kind of followed the directions, did what it said, and I ended up selling it and I made like $200. And so a friend of mine, I told her about it, and this friend of mine, she's one of those really super social people. So she loves telling everybody everything, loves the little, you know, the gossip stuff. Well, anyway, she goes out there and she tells like four or five people. Next thing I know, I have these people calling me and they're like, Mark, we heard you know how to sell on eBay. I have all this stuff that I want to sell. And I mean, it was amazing. These people are calling me because they want to sell stuff on eBay. And it's like, they're looking at me like I'm the expert. And I'm like, I sold one thing. I sold one thing. And I was by no means an eBay seller. But here's the thing. I had the answer that they were seeking. You see, when you go through an MLSP training or you go through any type of training and you have an answer to something, you know, maybe you haven't even applied it yet. That doesn't matter. If it came from a credible source, you know, and you know that person's a credible source, you can very easily turn right around and share that information even though you haven't even applied it yourself. You can share it. You're just an usher of information. You can supply answers to people. And it doesn't mean you have to be this super duper expert. And this is another, you know, trap that people fall into. And it becomes kind of this, I'm not an expert. I'm not this. I'm not that. And you see what happens? You're comparing yourself to others. You're constantly saying you're not good enough. And it's just simply not true. All of it's not true. So remember, don't compare yourself. Focus on the value you have to give. And when you take in knowledge, you can turn right back around and share that knowledge. So another point I want to focus on and I really want to help you with this morning is one of the hugest obstacles that holds people back is that they care way too much about what other people think of them. And, you know, and I get that. I know because I've been in that place before as well. And, you know, your goal is you want to get along with everybody, maybe you're self-conscious. So that holds you back. And that was really the biggest thing that held me back was I was very self-conscious. So I was always focused on what other people thought of me. And that really affected me. And because I kind of got to a point where I realized that my value was not based upon what others thought of me. See, my value was really only based on what I thought about myself and what I believed about myself. And if you believe that you have value to give, it doesn't matter if everybody around you criticizes you. When you truly believe that you have value to give, then it won't affect you. It bounces off you like, you know, like water off a duck's back. I mean, seriously, it is the most powerful, liberating feeling when you know that you have value to give and that you are a valuable person. Every single one of you on here, you're valuable. You're very valuable. And that's important to recognize. You need to believe that you are worthy of success. You know, because sometimes some of you have deep-seated stuff where, maybe it's from your past. And maybe when you were a child that, something affected you and you just believe that you're not good enough. Well, I'm here today to tell you that you are good enough and that you deserve this. You deserve to go on and create something great. You deserve to go out and do something great for your family. You deserve to go out and affect humanity in a very positive, uplifting way. And the only way that you're ever going to be able to do that is if you start to view yourself better, you know, and that is, that's a huge thing. Now, you know, there's an old proverb out there that I absolutely love, and it's, you know, treat others the way you would want to be treated, or love others as you love yourself. Okay, that's one of my favorite verses in the Bible, actually. I love that verse. You know, love others as you love yourself. Well, it's pretty a big key that you got to love yourself first if you're going to be able to love others. You see, the biggest thing and the biggest obstacle that you are have to overcome is yourself first. You got to overcome that. You got to learn to love you first or you can't love others. You know, I mean, that's such a huge thing. You can't affect others if you're not loving you. Be proud of who you are. Be confident in who you are. Stop comparing yourself. Stop feeling like you've got to please everybody. You see, this is such a man. I can't even hammer this point hard enough. This is so what holds people back. I see the fright, the fear in people's eyes sometimes when I talk to them. I can hear it in their voice. And it's like all they have to do is get out there and make a video, share some value. And they're so held back because they're so fearful of what other people think. This is why people don't do videos. Honestly, this is one of the biggest reasons. The fear. Fear is what holds people back from doing videos. They're afraid of what they might look like. They're afraid of what people may reject them. They're afraid that that what people are going to think. They're afraid of what their friends and family might think. Just so focused on what everybody else is thinking rather than saying, you know what, enough's enough. I don't care if you don't like me. I'm not here to please you. That's the biggest thing you can do. Get over yourself. Get over it. You got value to give. You're a valuable person. You think you're in this community by chance? I mean, honestly, do you really believe that you're here by chance? You're here because this place is a leader churning machine. This place has built more leaders online than any other community. Why do you think I'm here? Why do you think I love being a part of the EMT? I love it. I love to affect people. MLSP gives me a platform to affect people in a positive way. I'm seriously grateful for that. I love it. I want to get my foot in wherever I can to affect as many people as possible. And when MLSP gives me an opportunity to share on a wake-up call like this or get on a webinar and help people with their business, I jump all over it. You want to know why? Because it gives me an opportunity to help people. And when I get to help people, that is what gets me excited. That's what jazzes me. You know, one of the coolest things about this business is going out and making a lot of money. Okay, a lot of money. But honestly, you know what? I just told you I had my first $100,000 day. But you want to know something really cool, really awesome? While that's an amazing goal, and I mean, I get really excited about that, but I have to tell you, do you know what's even more exciting to me? Is that to me, that is just a byproduct of affecting people. It's not about, hey, I sold a whole bunch of people some crap so I can make money. No. What I'm putting out there is something I really believe in, and I believe it can help people because it helped me. And I know that if I get that information out to people, it can affect more. You see, it's just a totally different way of looking at things. It's a totally different way. See, we get so focused inwardly that all we care about is the money, the money. I need to make money now. I need to pay my bills. I need to get out of debt. I need this. I need that. I need it. And I get it. I've been there. I know. But man, when I got over that and I started focusing on the solution and putting value into the marketplace, everything changed. Everything. It stopped being all about me, 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 and I turned my attention to how can I help others do the same. We live in a very transparent world today, guys. Very transparent. We're on social media. It's very transparent. And if you just come into this and you go out there with the right heart, the right attitude, and you know, stop focusing so much inwardly on your problems, but focus on helping other people solve their problems, things will change for you. Your problems have a way of magically solving themselves in a lot of way when you turn your focus to others. Because really, ultimately, that's where success really comes from. And it's really on helping other people achieve their dreams and goals as well, at least in our industry. You know, our industry is about helping others achieve what they want. And if you can help them get what they want, you can have everything you want. That famous quote by Zig Ziglar. See, I don't just believe that's a fancy saying. I actually believe that. I actually really believe that quote. And I do my best every day to try and live it and keep that the focus, because it's so easy to focus on ourselves. It is. I mean, we all speak the same language. What's in it for me? But honestly, if we can we do think that way, but if we can at least turn our focus away from that at some point, and it's a conscious decision, you know, we can really start to do some amazing things. And I know that you guys are out there because you want to have an effect on people. And it doesn't mean that you should give away your time either. There's a balance with everything. You know, you shouldn't go out there and do everything for free. I'm not saying that either. You got to find that balance, you know. And so, you know, there's definitely a balance there. Because we are in business, we're here to, you know, we are here to make money. There's no question about that. But you got to find that balance of being able to find people and make money, or help people and make money at the same time. And you can do that, and you can affect people in a major way. So I hope this helped you a little bit. You know, I'm kind of just kind of going on and on here, but I just I love every one of you guys. I thank you for being a part of this amazing industry. You know, and whenever the going gets tough, just remember what I said today. It's all about getting over yourself. It really is. You've got to get over you. And if you can get over you, you can go out and build an amazing business, help tons of people, and have an amazing effect in this world. Because honestly, let's be honest. You know, our world isn't always the sunshine and rainbows, but it can be sunshine and rainbows in your world. And you can go out there and affect many people in your sphere of influence. And that's where it starts. It starts with you. And if everybody understood that, we would live in a much better world. That's for sure. So I love you guys. Have an amazing time, you know, building your business. You're in the right place. Don't ever question whether MLSP works. It does. Oh, my gosh, it does. I can't even begin to tell you how great this community is. And for what I know is coming with MLSP, it's only going to get better. Only going to get better. I love you guys. Have a great one. I'll be on the Facebook fan page. So you can go to MLSP Fan Club, I believe it is, .com, and also in the group. But I love you guys. Have a great one. And we'll see you in the next call soon. Bye bye.
You have been listening to the My Lead System Pro podcast with Brian Finale and the MLSP leaders. To learn how MLSP can help you get more leads and make more money in your business starting today, visit www.mlsp.com and take your risk-free test drive. MLSP.com. That's MLSP.com, creating tomorrow's leaders today.